fears of COVID-19 are infecting stock markets around the world today. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She's tracking that part of the story. Jill, welcome.
Thank you.
And it's not just here in the United States where the Dow fell more than 1,000 points today at one point. The markets were way off sharply in Italy, Germany, the UK, South Korea. What are you seeing? What's going on?
Well, you know, I think this really developed over the course of the weekend. Last week when I spoke to large investors, there was sort of consensus that, look, we know growth is going to take a hit in China, maybe a tiny bit in the globe, but this seems to be contained. It seems to be that cases, new reported cases are slowing down. But then we hear a bunch of cases in South Korea, in Italy, as well as in Iran. And now all of a sudden, there's a new story that's developing. What if this is worse than we thought? What if the spread is not so easily contained? What if a already somewhat weakened Europe tips into a recession as a result of this? These are the conversations that I've been having this morning. It's why, as you say, markets are off about 3.5% here in the United States.
You know, look, for some days and over the last couple of weeks, we have seen markets fall because there was some concern about that, about the virus. We saw that happen with Apple when it lowered its revenue outlook for March. But for the most part, as you say, investors have sort of shrugged this off. But at what point do you think we're at a risk for a real correction in the stock market because of the virus?
You know, usually when you have a correction or the start of selling in the middle of a bull run, it happens for something that's completely unforeseen. Now, sure, that could be something that happens with the central bank. It could be that you thought that the Fed was going to do something. The Fed's not going to do something. But this is something that investors call an exogenous event, something that happens way outside the scope of what most people would consider. And so you think about a natural disaster or something like this where you can't get your arms around it. Now, I should say that when the G20 got together this weekend, they released reports saying, hey, you know, we think the growth in China is going to be down by 0.4%, a tenth of a percent across the globe. Those are not huge numbers. In fact, a lot of the analysts I talked to think it's going to be worse than that. But what I think you're starting to understand is that sometimes selling can be quite emotional. And this does not mean that we are all, you know, emotional animals all the time. But as you see the selling develop over the evening session last night, I could tell there was an acceleration. And now we're seeing that come to fruition. Could it be the beginning of something? Sure. But could we wake up tomorrow morning and people say, wait a second, we're not in this for the short term. It's a long term event.
Well, you're right. Fear tends to be the thing that drives wild swings, at least initially, in the stock market. And we're going to find out how badly the new coronavirus is actually hurting the global economy. But the U.S. Federal Reserve, we know it's keeping a close eye on this. What might it do? Could it step in and intervene if there's a larger outbreak?
There is no doubt in my mind that we should take Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, at his word that they are monitoring the situation. If the Federal Reserve officials begin to see growth slide in the United States, and I would think this would have to be a substantial slowdown, not just a slowdown in a certain sector, but something more pervasive where growth, instead of being at 2%, comes in maybe below 1% in the first quarter. That's when the Fed is likely to act. I think that it is almost without question that the Fed is going to cut rates if it sees growth slide. They said as much in their last meeting, and certainly Jerome Powell said that when he testified before Congress recently. So yes, the Fed will step in. Doesn't mean the Fed can stop markets from falling, at least in the short term.
A couple other things I'm watching today. U.S. oil futures fell 5% on reduced demand. Investors were piling into gold, a sort of a safe haven. And then look what happened in Milan. Several events at the Fashion Week shut down there. Milan is a financial center in Italy. Just briefly, what will you be watching for in the next several days?
Well, I think that in Italy, we should keep an eye on the fact that this is northern Italy. And, you know, about 30 to 40% of Italian GDP is in that region. So that's something that's very important. Keep our eyes on tourism, on exports, on manufacturing and supply chains. So there we're going to be looking at not just China, but Japan and Vietnam and Singapore. All these areas are going to be impacted, and obviously so are we.
Jill Schlesinger with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you.